Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, relationships, drug addictions, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Today's topic is thinking and feeling rich. We'll be right back right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for all of you for listening to my podcast today. Like I said, today's topic is thinking and feeling rich. And so how do you do that? And it doesn't always have to be money. Because when people think of riches, people think of, immediately, they think of money, wealth. So thinking and feeling rich. Rich of health, rich of many different things. But we're going to focus on money. So when you do things on a habitual, means on a habit of creating on a day-to-day basis, means you're creating a habit of money, appreciating it, looking at it, desiring it. Because there's always a plan. Always having a plan implemented in your life. And the plan's not working, then start to change it. And you can also too, there's a thing that I do. What I do is I feel it and then it reveals it. So I wear beautiful, nice clothes and I go out and I wear them and I feel them. How does it make me feel? It makes me feel fantastic because I'm enjoying wearing those great looking clothes. And they're not $1 million clothes, but they're feel good clothes. And I love wearing pink and I have a nice white fedora. I love wearing it. It's a nice great hat. But I wear that every single day. Not the pink every day, but I wear my hat every single day. And nice clothes. Nice fitting clothes. So it makes me feel good. And I know when I start to sort of gain some pounds on me, for example. So I'm wearing these clothes that are very fitted. And so I know right away when I need to, okay, it's time to work on my health because I'm starting to gain a little bit of weight. And then right away, starts to focus on it on a good way. And then all of a sudden, it starts to release without any exercise. It's just by that thought and behaviors and habits. Don't eat that extra piece of bread. Don't eat any bread. Or stop drinking milk. Maybe I'm drinking and eating too much breakfast cereal. Maybe I'm not walking enough. So how about with money? Because if you focus on always trying to achieve it, instead of creating the small steps towards your major goal, your major purpose. So if you focus on receiving $10,000 a month or $2,000 a month, you have to know how you're going to receive it in the sense of your action plan. Because everything has a plan. When you focus on it, and the plan you have to have steps towards it. It's just like saying, okay, so a pilot's going to take off today from LaGuardia Airport, and he has no flight plan and no destination. He will never get there and land on LaGuardia's airport's landing strip. Never. Because he has no flight plan. It's the same as a cruise ship. If they have no destination and no plan to get there that's mapped out, you'll never get there. Same as life. If you have no map, isn't that absolutely fantastic. If you had a map in your life and you can engineer it towards thinking and feeling rich, what would your life look like? So close your eyes and just imagine what your life would look like with a detailed map plan of how to get there. Where's your landing strip? Where's your mind resort planned out to be? Because when you have it mapped out, your destination will all of a sudden go, huh, it's in my hands. It's the same with wealth, your health, your happiness, your relationships. This is the key to thinking and feeling rich 24/7. Because when you're living it, you're breathing it, and you're doing it, all of a sudden the plans come together with little steps every day. Every day having a step towards your major and your biggest goals in life. You have little ones in between it. So you have little goals, little steps in between your major ones of your destination or of your landing strip or your mind resort, all inclusive holiday. So this is the point I'm trying to get to. Is you have a destination. If you have no destination, you're never going to get there. And that's what you have to accept if you have no plan. Have a plan. How are you going to get there? And mapping it out. And taking action on each of those steps. By writing them down in detail. In detail. Today I'm going to do this. This hour I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this many phone calls. I'm going to make this many marketing tools. This is what life can be like and will be like when you believe it works. And if you don't believe it works, it's never going to happen. If you don't believe that the end of the tunnel is your happiness, your riches of health, wealth, relationships. And then talking about relationships, if you don't have the steps towards communications, for example, if you're just going through life going, oh, they'll understand. Means talking about your family. If you think you're going to go and travel to a destination where you think your wealth and your money is, means, for example, you work in a work camp. Or you travel around the world. If you have a plan, a detailed plan, to spend the time with your family on this day, on this month, of each month, when it's planned out and both parties know that it's planned out, then it works. But if you're just going to go make money and you have no plan around it for family time, it becomes not a family, it becomes an individual plan for your own personal self. That's the law of attraction. That's how you think, but it's not always the truth. That's why you have to have a plan. Life is a plan. Life is all about planning. So be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth and law of attraction, including relationships, drug addictions, and much more. We'll be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, right after this. Hello and welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful. Let's do a little bit of a recap. So today's topic was think and feel rich. So making a deed, number one, is making a detailed plan and mapping it out and making those small little steps every single day. Number two, when you believe that those riches of happiness, money, relationships, family, children. When you believe it, the universe will reveal it. This is the law of attraction. I'm so happy and grateful for all you listening to this podcast today. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.